Could mutant mosquitoes stop the dangerous Zika virus? Hi, I'm Carl Azuz, and that's what's first up on our show today. Zika, as we've told you, can dramatically harm the unborn babies of pregnant women. But mosquitoes also carry malaria, yellow fever, West Nile virus. The insects are responsible for more human deaths than any other animal on the planet. And so far, people have been unsuccessful in exterminating them long term. Now, scientists are considering waging biological and genetic warfare against mosquitoes. One option would infect them with bacteria that would stop the growth of viruses, like Zika, inside mosquitoes. Another would use gamma radiation to sterilize male mosquitoes to keep them from reproducing with females. A third possibility, genetically modify male mosquitoes to pass a deadly gene to wild female mosquitoes. Critics say all of these ideas have major problems. They're expensive. They're not proven to work. There are concerns about how they'd impact the environment or the people living in it. An environmentalist with Emory University says it's possible these methods could become useful tools, though not a silver bullet in fighting off man's deadliest enemy. Call them stargazers, sunseekers, say the moonlight's in their eyes. Thousands of people in the Pacific island nation of Indonesia looked up Wednesday morning to view a total solar eclipse. This is when the moon moves directly between the Earth and the sun. The best view was on the Indonesian island of Sumatra, but the event was partially visible from Hawaii to Malaysia to Australia. The next total solar eclipse is expected on August 21st of next year and would be visible in a narrow part of the U.S.
Watching as the moon blocks out the light from the sun, it can be hard to imagine the amazing cosmic coincidence taking place. The sun's diameter is some 400 times larger than the moon's, but it's just the right distance away to appear the same size. For a couple of minutes when the sun and moon are perfectly aligned, the moon completely covers the sun's disk. The sun's atmosphere, or corona, can be seen in the dim light along with stars and planets. This so-called totality only exists in a narrow band where the moon's shadow falls on the Earth. Outside this zone, some observers can see a partial eclipse where it looks like a chunk has been taken out of the sun. It's not a phenomenon that will last forever. The moon is slowly moving away from the Earth, and one day it will appear too small in the sky to cover the sun completely. If you are lucky enough to see this incredible spectacle, remember, never look directly at the sun, even with everyday sunglasses. You risk causing permanent damage to your eyes.
Know why yesterday's transcript page was awesome? Because it's where we found these three schools for our roll call. We're starting in Quezon City. It's an island nation of the Philippines, and it's where Far Eastern University is watching. Next, to Platinum, Alaska. The miners are here today. Hello to everyone at Arvik School. And our third mention goes to Christian County High School. It's in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. We're saluting the colonels.